my brothers and sisters, when they listen to the program and watch the program from all over the world, both radio, TV, and social media platform. I, Ordinary Ahmed Issa, the president and founder of Brekete Family and Human Rights Radio and TV. The ordinary president, they tender my unreserved apology to everybody where I don't ever offend. But whether before this program or before these incidents and during these incidents, I my colleagues, so you get people where they see me as a colleague, you get people where they see me as a son, you get people where they see me as a friend, you get people where they see me as a father, you get people where they see me as somebody where they look up to as a mentor. Please, my regulators, everybody where I don't offend in one way or the other, please, na human being I be, I am bound to make mistakes. Na the zeal inside of me and the passion where they push me, and as a human being, even computer, they malfunction sometimes. I get blood inside of me. Now I make a day emotional sometimes. And even I notice, sometimes if I lose control, go emotional, when I go see, say, if I realize I'm on time, I go apologize, I go begin try to correct the mistake where I make. Please, for those of una way they disappointed in me, please forgive me. For those people where I don't offend, please find a place in your heart to please forgive me. I am only but a human being. And this work where they do, I know see some people go to say, who send you? As it be say, the government organizations we supposed stand for ordinary Nigerians no greed do their job. Now I carry this load from my head. My family know they enjoy me. My wife know they enjoy me. People around me, when they see the way I do this thing passionately, I know even sabi waiting be tiredness. I don't know waiting be relaxation. I don't know how to socialize. I don't know how to waiting be vacation for my life, because this thing what they do now complete me as a human being. But I have made a mistake, and I've made mistakes in the past. Please, I am not proud of myself. I'm not proud of what I do. Anywhere you did, if you know, say, I don't offend somebody where you know, please, and you know they listen now, carry this message to the person, whether he or she, may them forgive me. As a human being, I am bound to make mistakes. I'm not sure, say, you get any human being on earth, we go to say you never make mistake before. If people go crucify me for the mistakes where I do, I dey beg una, make una check the small good where God don't use me do. Make una use and forgive me for this one when I do. And as for Peter and Kanga, BBC and Kaura and their Lebanese man that followed them, make una put them for prayer. And all the people, like one man with the head, one government organization, we suppose they listen to Nigerians, then cry, where the organization don't fail, you know they work since where the former Oga don't come out, where they push, put fire. Nigerians, make a prepare with their mind. This one where they come out, now part one be that. They don't plan many things where they want do to destroy their enemy. But they no go succeed by the grace of God. Amen. So anything we will not see now, we then come out now part of my life, and I apologize on behalf of the Brekete family, entirely Human Rights Radio and TV, Brekete Family Radio and TV, and all the members of Brekete family all over the world for this. I take the responsibility. I am ashamed of myself, and It was very stupid of me, very foolish of me to have done what I did. But I did it out of empathy and sympathy for this little girl. For una we see the short video clip where they send, una don't hear from the father, una don't hear from the mother, una don't hear from the neighbor, when we say no be the same compound, another compound hear this pikin cry. And I want to, I bet, what him be the name of that auntie where I slapped by mistake?
Susan John.
Please, Madam Susan, is she following her come?
She still there, says she's there. The last time I visited her, he said we should help and beg ordinary president to forgive her for waiting to
No. No, now me go see for forgiveness from
she
her
herself,
now.
She herself admit, say what did she do, they wrong.
No, claim me right here. I call personally to apologize.
The lady, the message the lady give no, me.
Sir.
To you, the lady, the message where the lady give me to you, now I had the talk.
Yes,
so,
sir. Pastor,
you
sir.
You should forgive and say you do wrong thing here.
Pastor.
Sir.
I don't deserve any apology now. I am the one apologizing. I beg. Make una help me. So, how many weeks did she don't deal with police now?
Since that day when they arrest her from here.
How many weeks now?
Namoso.
I beg, Pastor, as she send you message to me, I want to beg you and other Nigerians, make una help me go to her. Make una tell her, say, may she forgive me for the slap where I slap her.
Okay.
Now because she tie 6 years old girl for ground, tie her hand, tie her leg, which we want for the small pikin head, come pour kerosene, press the small pikin for ground, come light fire, light matches on top of the girl, and the pain, the way I imagine, say the small girl pass through, now I make I slap her, but I am very sorry. I am ready to stand before her for her to give me 10 slaps in place of the one slap where I slap her, please.
I hear the message where they send me ordinary president, but I will beg of you wanting to.
Yes, sir.
Because each time they go there to secure her bail, since then, police will say is the order can only come from your edge.
Who am I?
So
am I? Please,
if police release her on bail, I will
Pastor.
Bring her down here.
Pastor.
Ordinary president.
Am I the commissioner of police?
No, now wait till police tell us.
Wait now, am I the inspector general of police?
No.
I beg, if police finish waiting, then...